Hello everyone, welcome to the podcast The Manideep's Show. I'm your host Manideep, and in this episode of the podcast we'll talk about a story of a Greek king and how he destroyed his own kingdom by doing idiotic things. In the last episode of the podcast we talked about the story of Ixion and how he was punished for his crimes. And we also talked about what happened to Ixion's wife and his children in a bonus episode. But in this episode of the podcast, we'll talk about a Greek king named Salmoneus, how he brought destruction to him and his people. So to start with the story, Salmoneus is one of the seven brothers of a Greek kingdom called Thessaly. And these seven brothers were princes of Thessaly. And that kingdom named Thessaly might sound familiar to you because this is the same kingdom to which Ixion was a king, and I don't know whether Ixion was king after this or before this, but he was a king of Thessaly for a short period of time, and we talked about his and his story. So along with Salmoneus, the other six princes didn't have much work to do in their kingdom, because this kingdom Thessaly was actually ruled by his father, and they are all waiting to inherit the kingdom. So they were all wandering freely without having any responsibilities of the kingdom. Basically, they have nothing to do. So they were all wandering freely, enjoying the luxuries of being a prince. And one day, their father, the king of Thessaly, came to know about his sons, how they are wasting time and how they are not taking any responsibilities in the kingdom. You know, how they are just basically doing nothing every day. So he lectured them about being responsible, about how he established his kingdom, how to be a good king, all sorts of things, or the general stuff the parents would lecture their children upon being responsible, good, etc. And the king of Thessaly even advised his children to just move out of his kingdom, and why don't they start new kingdoms as well, because so in olden days the population of earth was not this huge, and even though there were people living on the earth, they were scattered around the world. So the population of people living in a particular city was very low compared to nowadays. And at those times, Earth was still unexplored a lot. Brave people, kings, princes, they would go wander all these forest, wilderness and check for places where they could live. For example, if a place has a supply of clean water and a good agriculture land so that they could do agriculture or they could, you know, graze their animals, etc., then they would go along with a group of settlers and they would settle there. So in the same way, the king of Thessaly advised his sons to move out of their kingdom and start looking for new places so that they could establish their kingdoms. And for the seven brothers, it was a very nice deal for them, because in the kingdom of Thessaly, they were just wasting time, you know, experiencing the luxuries of being a prince. Other than that, they are doing nothing. And the second thing is that they wanted to be kings. But in Thessaly, they are all waiting to become the king, but they are all princes. And even among all those seven brothers, only one would become a king, and all other six brothers would be princes. So they wanted to be king of their kingdoms. And they know that if they stay here in Thessaly, they will not be king, or only one person will be king, and they have to stay their rest of life as prince. And I think that's how the culture of moving out from parents' home came. And when these brothers moved out of their father's palace, they were not alone. They were accompanied by group of settlers or group of people from their father's kingdom, and also a part of their father's army. And you might ask, what is the job of army? Why are they taking army to a completely new place? Because the army had to protect the prince Salmoneus and his group of settlers, because while traveling in the wilderness and forest, they might encounter wild animals, monsters, and even enemies, thieves, etc. So the job of the army is to protect them and establish a kingdom. And all seven brothers individually traveled to the south from Thessaly, and along with them, Salmoneus also traveled to the south. And for Salmoneus, he found a really nice place which will take all the boxes to be eligible to establish a kingdom, and he established a kingdom there along with his group of settlers and army, and called it Salmonia. So it was a fairly new kingdom, and the people who came along with him, they started building roads, temples, palace, houses, all sorts of things, the general stuff. And you might be thinking Salmonius lived happily ever after. No. The problem with Salmonius is that he didn't believe in gods. He always thought the god stories, all these stories of gods, monsters, were just told by priests to keep people in line, to keep people entertained, to keep people attentive, or to make people frightened. So he always thought these stories are just a bunch of stories. He always believed that there are no gods, only humans. And when people who came along with him started building temples for gods, he was angry, because the people of his kingdom, even before building a palace for him, they started building a temple for Zeus. He was so upset, he was angry, he was disappointed. So he summoned his people and asked, "Why are you building a temple for Zeus even before building a palace for me?" And people replied to Salmonius saying that it is their responsibility to build temples for gods. Otherwise, gods would be angry at his kingdom and people. Probably they might even destroy his kingdom. But Salmonius was not okay with the answer they gave. So he felt that people would rather honor Zeus rather than honoring him. And he was so disappointed because these are the people who came along with him from his father's kingdom. So they are his own people, but they are not honoring their king, but are honoring gods. So he was very disappointed by thinking like this. And he came with an idiotic plan. I don't know whether it is an idiotic plan or master plan, but you guys will be seeing how the plan was, how idiotic or good it was after listening to this story. And he called his advisor, his people, his trusted people, and asked them to decorate his chariot as the chariot of Zeus. And after a few days, the chariot was done. It was decorated as the chariot of Zeus. He wore all those golden robes and he dressed himself like Zeus. And what he did was, he started riding the chariot in the new streets of Salmonia as Zeus. So while riding the chariot, he was constantly yelling that, "I am Zeus, I am Zeus, and I am Zeus." And the people of Salmonia were so shocked to see their king calling himself as to be Zeus. They were so shocked because their king is calling himself as Zeus. And everybody was so frightened and shocked at the same time, because Zeus is the supreme god, and anyone equaling himself to be Zeus is a punishable offense in the olden days. And Salmonius was doing the exactly same thing. He was riding a chariot in the streets of Salmonia and claiming himself to be Zeus. So the people were shocked and frightened. And he came to the newly constructed temple of Zeus and halted there. And he started claiming that, "I am Zeus." And all the people of Salmonia gathered at the temple because of Salmonius. And people were not believing what he was saying, because he was constantly saying that, "I am Zeus, I am Zeus, I am Zeus." But he looked like Salmonius. So people were not sure whether he was Zeus or Salmonius. So a few of people asked, "You look like Salmonius, you are not Zeus." So Salmonius, who was acting like Zeus, replied that the Zeus himself inhabited his body and he'll stay in his body forever. So the people of Salmonia should honor him. They should be frightened of him. They should honor him, and they should even gift him animals, food, fruits, all sorts of things. And now people would have to treat Salmonius like they would treat Zeus. And from now, Salmonius should be worshipped the same way how people would worship Zeus. And he even ordered his people that the temple of Zeus will be Salmonius' new palace. And by listening to these Salmonius words, few of innocent people believed that Zeus really inhabited Salmonius' body, and it is their responsibility to honor Salmonius. So what they did was, they offered him fruits, animals, food, clothes, gold, etc., all sorts of things. But few of the people didn't believe that he is Zeus, and while few believed he was Zeus. So people who believed saying he was Zeus, and people who didn't believe Salmonius, they were saying, "You are not Zeus, you are not Zeus." So there was a lot of commotion between people where they started fighting, yelling the name Zeus. Few people are yelling it, "You're not Zeus, you're not Zeus," while few people are saying, "He's Zeus and he's Zeus." And because a lot of people were actually calling out the name Zeus, it caught the attention of real Zeus himself. So Zeus, the king of gods and also the god of thunder, looked down from Mount Olympus and he saw a bunch of people fighting. And he even saw a person who was dressed like him. His chariot was made like him. And Zeus came down to Salmonia kingdom. And then when Zeus came, everybody was shocked because this time real Zeus came. And after seeing this, Zeus was really angry at Salmonius and his people. So what Zeus did was he summoned a lightning bolt and blasted Salmonius and his chariot into pieces. And after the smokes were cleared, there was nothing but ashes of Salmonius and his chariot. And seeing everything, the people were really happy to get rid of their king by Zeus himself. They started celebrating this moment. They started worshipping Zeus. But the thing is that Zeus was also angry at the people of Salmonia because few of the people from that crowd actually believed Salmonius to be the Zeus. So by believing him, so people equaled Salmonius to Zeus, which made him very angry on people. So he said that he should not let this city exist or he should not let the people in the city to live. He summoned few more lightning bolts by which the entire city was vaporized in a matter of seconds and the city was completely destroyed. So that's how Salmonius got himself killed and the people of his entire city or his entire kingdom. So that's it for today, guys. In the next episode of the podcast, we'll meet again with another interesting topic from Greek mythology. And until then, keep listening, subscribe to wherever you're listening. Thank you.